All this week, we've been bringing you reflections on 9/11 from people who've appeared on the show recently. Our last installment in the series is from the renowned actor Gabriel Byrne. I spoke with him in May, and after we finished on the air, my staff asked him for his thoughts on the events 10 years ago, and here's what he had to say.
Immediately, America became electrified with passionate political debate and fear. Because America had never been invaded and had never countenanced the notion of being invaded. And it was invaded and found to be extremely vulnerable. America was weaned on the myths of cowboy films. And basically, a savvy politician came in and said, "I'm Gary Cooper, and they're the bad guys, and all those people out there are bad guys, and we're the good guys." The problem still is that Americans need to be, we all need to be, more educated about the world that we live in and how it's structured. How the city has changed, subliminally, denial comes in. It can never it could happen again, it will happen again, it won't today, but it might, and you never know. A generation of children grew up in fear, and that fear was almost palpable, that fear that was not there in 1988. And then I lived in Brooklyn at the time, and the Promenade, and if ever a landscape can be said to be haunted by the absence of buildings, New York is haunted by the absence of the Trade Towers. Because when you look at that skyline there from Brooklyn, or indeed from vantage points downtown, the ghosts of those buildings are still there.